The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Tell me about your weekend in emojis. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Come and join in, and of course, welcome once again to the Breakfast Show. Emma, I'd like to start with you. You had a week off.
Yes.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
How did it go? Because I know it was both filled with lots of fun, but also slight trepidation given your current state.
Yeah, I booked a trip to Centre Parks before I knew I was going to be 38 weeks pregnant and couldn't get out of it. So my weekend in emojis would be car emoji, swimming pool emoji, crying baby, because Joseph wasn't a fan of the swimming pool, which is the main thing you go to Centre Parks for, really. Then car rushing back and relieved face.
Okay, well, it's great to have you back. And
Thank you.
We're glad that you had a good time in the main. You're tropical dome, Matt. It's like you're trying to reason with a child. It's like, it's a tropical dome.
Come on,
You love a tropical dome. You love tropical domes.
Come on, Joseph.
Yeah, I'll explain to you what tropical is another time. It's a tropical dome. What about you, Glenn? Your weekend in emojis?
Yeah, mine's so baby emoji, a baseball cap emoji. So Elliot, the two-year-old I live with, has got the same issue as me, which is hate wearing hats. I've never liked wearing hats. I can't wear hats under any circumstances, to the point where no one in my family would ever get me a hat, knowing that, apart from my sister, who, as a joke, over Christmas, she'd gone to New York, and as a joke, got me a red MAGA making a great good hat.
Wow.
As a joke.
Quite the look.
Long story short, it is the only hat that Elliot wants to wear.
Wow,
and we don't know what to do.
Really?
The rule is he's allowed to wear it around the house, but as soon as we step outside, he's making walls out of Lego. He's inflammatory speeches, just left, right, and centre. Yeah, we don't know what to do. He loves it. He'll cry if he takes it off.
Have you played in the ramp song yet? He's going to love it.
Look what Uncle Matt's got for you. Right, you to the tropical dome. Yeah. You come over here and listen to this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's a tropical dome, lad.
Come on.
What's wrong with you?
It's a tropical dome.
Tropical dome. Unbelievable, Matt. Unbelievable. The lad doesn't like Jungle River. Leave him alone.
Yes, fair enough.
He's only
not for
two.
Everyone, is it?
He'll grow into it.
He'll grow to love that stuff. So what about your weekend in emojis? 8, 12, 15. We've got cheersing beers, we've got a diamond, we've got a church, we've got a microphone, then we've got a shocked face, and then we've got what I think is the pop emoji. So that's strange, isn't it? Well, it turns out it's Crystal Palace away, and then a date that turned into Mariah Carey karaoke. And breathe. That's what happened. We've got I think it's a couple, is it maybe? Then a sunshine. And then this person climbed up the side of a building, ate some food with chopsticks, then started a family and celebrated this by going bowling and then eating a turkey leg like Henry VIII.
Whoa. That's from Solomon Grundy. Getting a lot done in a week.
Yeah.
Actually, Saturday was Daddy Daughter Day, climbing and Wagamamas, and then Sunday was family bowling for Mother's Day and Nando's. That's what that is. And then, Matt, you've done the inexplicable again and texted into your own radio show, which is nice. You've sent your emojis to 8, 12, 15, which is good.
Yes.
Even though you could have just literally turned your phone round to me and gone, there's the emojis.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is free to text.
Yeah,
so,
well, so why not? Exactly.
Why not?
Yeah.
So you've got the Brazilian flag and a bottle.
Yes, and two peaches. So it's Brazilian bum cream is what I'm trying to say to you.
God, what have you done now?
That was on my daughter's 10th birthday wish list. That was top of it. Unbelievable.
The Brazilian bum cream.
Brazilian bum cream.
So what, for those who don't know,
it's
and
like
when I say that, I mean me.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's moisturiser.
Right.
Everyone raves about for being... I mean, it smells nice. It looks like it's in a nice little tub.
Okay.
But I don't know why a 10-year-old would want it for their birthday. She didn't get any toys, any board games. Just wants, like, face wash, clothes, Brazilian bum cream, and then a couple of Taylor Swift albums on vinyl. That's what 10-year-olds are into.
Wow, it's like a strange edition of the Generation Game for a second there. Brazilian bum cream, cuddly toy.
I was going to text all of them in, but I didn't have time.
At the shop, do they have it at the very front of the shop to avoid the humiliation of having to ask, sorry, can you ask me, can you tell me where the
imagine
Brazilian bum cream is?
No, this is just Brazilian bum cream. Yeah, yeah. I want the bum.
I definitely want the double bum. Yeah.
So Maggie's 10, and basically it's all about the kind of cosmetics and skincare.
The aesthetics. She's got a Stanley Cup.
Who do you blame for
a
this?
A new Stanley Cup. Probably YouTube, I think.
Right, okay.
And just society in general. But it's fine.
I thought you'd blame someone like that.
I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm happy. No. You know, she's growing up gracefully.
Yeah.
And she's all into the aesthetics.
There's nothing graceful about Brazilian bum bum cream, Matthew. Let me tell you that right now. Well, happy birthday to Maggie as well. Could you bring some in so we can see it with our own eyes?
If she'll let me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, can you just get a tiny little bit and just rub it into my forehead for me? I'd really appreciate that. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Of course, one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. Go and enjoy willy-nilly. If you're keeping it main station, well, let me tell you, the next song you're going to hear is Liam Gallagher and John Squire, Mars to Liverpool. Congratulations to the boys on their number one album.
Very nice.
Titled number one album. Well done. Now, Matt Dyson, it is time for the social ammunition.
Yes.
What's going on out there?
Good morning, Dave, or should that be good moaning, Dave?
Uh-oh.
Because, I'm doing that impression of Officer Crabtree for a reason, because it's all over the socials this morning. A controversial language expert has brought out a new book, and it is called The English Language Does Not Exist, It's Badly Pronounced French. And that is the theory behind this. There is no such thing as the English language. We're all just Officer Crabtree from Hello, Hello. That's
it. I was just thinging by the door, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And that is, it's because, I mean, obviously we know there are a lot of words in the English language that come from France, but there are apparently 80,000 English words based on French. Words like stew or even wickets in cricket, shopping, people, all come from French. So basically, there is no.
I would have got an A star if I'd known that.
Yeah, exactly.
If only I'd known.
But I mean, you know, if you say them in that
may
sort of
we,
way.
May we? May
we? Stew? Would you like some stew? Wickets? People? Shopping? You know, you can hear it.
You can hear the French, can't you?
But yeah.
But despite what he said, you're just saying English language words in a French accent.
Yes.
Let's stop doing that.
His name is Professor Circolini, right? So he says that an English version of the French language became very popular with the aristocracy in England after the Norman invasion until the 14th century. So that's basically where we all started talking properly, and so we're all just speaking a strange version of French. So it's interesting, isn't it?
Have a great day, everyone.
Arrivederci. Arrivederci.
It's Italian.
But it's all the melting pot, isn't it? Europe, I suppose. Anyway, let's move on.
Please
do. So this might make you feel better this morning, Dave. A clip that will make you feel better. A viral clip from Weakest Link. Celebrity Weakest Link.
Oh, whoever it is, before you tell me, whoever it is, I feel sorry for them.
Yes.
They have my support.
Yeah, it's Helen Flanagan from Coronation Street.
She was
on with Ramesh over the weekend, and this clip has gone big.
Oh, no.
As you'll hear why.
Helen. In geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed of what substance? Chalk or cheese?
Cheese.
That was even worse than your one.
Yeah.
Ouch.
She regrets.
I'm not sure if that's originally a French word. But ouch. Well, what Emma's referring to, of course, is my appearance on The Weakest Link. Here we go.
Dave, bang. In maths, what is 100 minus 49?
59.
49. 51.
It doesn't get any better, that, does it?
But the cheese one's worse, that's fine.
The cheese one is worse.
She shouldn't have watched A Grand Day Out just beforehand. I think that's the issue.
Darn Wallace and Gromit. I'm not in any way throwing her under the bus. What a lovely person to hang out with for the recording of it. Vicky Hawksworth from Radio 1. Rom said to her, which Andre won Wimbledon? And she said, Andre the Giant. which I think is one of the...
That takes some beating.
She took it with the right humour as well, you know, afterwards, Vicky, you really did.
There's a lot of pressure when the studio lights are on, you know, and Ramesh is staring. He's probably not even listening properly. He's just freaking out.
You know, I've asked him to come on here as a guest, Ramesh, and he is going to be. And I'm not going to lie, if I look at myself deep in response, it's for revenge. I don't know what I'm planning on doing to the poor guy, but it's going to be revenge.
Give him a grilling, see how he fares. Yeah. Anyway, I'll share that video on the socials for you. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Today is the day that is back.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, as is tradition, just after your news and sport at 7:30, we will be playing Five Words, £5,000. Your opportunity to match five words with a randomly selected member of the team and win yourself £5,000. And from speaking to previous winners, the £5,000 prize money is a great, great thing. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But actually joining a very select group of Five Words, £5,000 champions yes. almost feels just as good.
Exclusive club.
If you would like to play, well, you can call us right now. Be our first competitor of the new run by calling 0330 123 1215. That number again to call right now, 0330 123 1215. On Friday's show, I broke with tradition and I gave you the first word. Your first word this morning is going to be spring. S-P-R-I-N-G, spring. That is going to be your first word. So if you want to play in about 10 minutes' time, call right now. 0330 123 1215. Five words, £5,000 is on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
And playing this morning, first through the door in 2024, is Ellie. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Ellie, hello. Welcome to the show. Ellie loves the main station, is in Manchester and is a teacher. Primary year one, Ellie. So that is that kind of 6 years old?
5 and 6, yeah.
5 and 6. Yes. Do you love all children, Ellie?
All of them.
Yeah.
She has to say
of course.
That.
Of course.
Yeah, that's not true.
But that is a lovely age, though, isn't it, Ellie?
No, they are. They're very sweet this okay. year, the class.
Lovely. So, five words, £5,000. As a teacher, that's quite nice. I always like to have the informed playing along. How many words have you matched in the past?
I think I have done five, but I couldn't possibly recall who with. And
right.
I can't remember what the words were, so...
Okay. Yeah, okay, Ellie.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, otherwise yeah. we'd have done the same words again for yeah. you. If we, yeah.
Or was it all just a dream, Ellie? I know what you're asking yourself. Who would you most like to get on the random play generator? You say you can't remember who you matched, possibly matched five with previously, but you do have a full complement of the team today. You've got Matt Dyson, Emma Jones or Glenn Moore. Who would you most like to get?
I think Glenn.
You think Glenn. Okay, so you'd like the you. Method man in your life right now. Let's yeah. give the generator a spin and see who you actually do have.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson.
Oh, you've got Scatty Matty.
I think we'd leave that in the last season with a little nickname, surely.
You don't get to choose your nickname, Matt.
You don't.
You can try, but it's Scatty never going to happen, is it? Okay. Scatty Matty. Try not to trip over on your way out, you Scatty so and so. Right, see you later, Matt.
Okay. Good luck, Ellie.
Thank you.
And he is gone. So, Ellie, I revealed the first word that you're going to get today on Friday morning show. Never been done before. The word was spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. So you've had a bit of time to consider your answer. Obviously, it all depends on what Matt Dyson says when I give him the same five words shortly. But shall yeah. we just get that one locked in? What, spring is the first word.
Time.
Springtime.
Nice, yeah.
Nice, solid. Yeah. Very, very solid. So, there are four words remaining. I'm going to give those four words to you. You need to give me the first word that comes to mind or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give. And if Matt's five words match your five words, well, you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
The second word this morning is think. T-H-I-N-K, think.
Tank.
Yeah, 100%. Opera. O-P-E-R-A, opera.
Singer.
Nice.
Gift.
Bag.
And finally, Ellie, to complete what I think is a fine set of answers.
Yeah, I'd be four out of four so far.
We are back with a bang. It took us all year to find a winner in 2023. Now we find one on
it's
the first
go on the
show
first
back.
Day.
Oh, me.
Kellogg's will be thrilled. And finally, F-L-Y, fly.
Hi.
Nice.
Ellie, really well done.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I don't know.
No, okay. Can't remember who it was with, whether it was five words, what was said. I can't even remember how I'm feeling. Ellie, stay right there. Scatty Matty is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So if you're just joining us, listener Ellie, a teacher in Manchester, has given us her five words. Matt Dyson is now back in play.
Okay.
It is time to try and win Ellie £5,000 by matching five words. Ellie, we were talking during that last song, if you were to win the money, it's going towards your wedding. Your nuptials are happening in October.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I asked Ellie, how's it all going, the preparations for the wedding? She said, it's going fine. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that about
no getting drama.
There. No, it's going absolutely fine. I'm so thrilled for you. Ellie, we're going to get down to business. Should we do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Matt, on Friday morning show, everybody for the first time, yourself included, heard the first word, which was spring. And so I ask you, what's the first word that comes to mind when 3 days ago I said spring?
Well, yeah, I've had all weekend to think about it, so I've had various different options, but I think I should go with my initial gut reaction, which was to say time.
Ah, yes.
I had you down as spring clean.
Spring clean was the other big one.
Mm. I was spring clean all weekend.
I nearly went onion for Saturday afternoon. I was thinking onion, but that was a mad moment.
You can't start a new season of Five Words, Five Grand with the word onion, Matthew.
No.
Come on.
I know Ellie's a scallion girl, so it's fine.
Aren't we all deep down?
Come on, Matt, play a card to write that word. Might come up later on. I'm not saying anything.
They're all onion-based. Great.
That is one down, Ellie. Four to go. Matt Dyson, think.
Tank.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Opera.
House.
Damn.
Opera singer.
Opera singer. It was the other one. Ellie, you've not won the money on five words, five grand, I'm afraid. Let's do the remaining words, though, to see where we're at. We've got gift.
Tag.
Oh, wow, bag.
Wrap. Bag.
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 Tag, not bag.
And we've also got the word fly for you to think about.
Fly. Fly SWAT.
Yeah, I had SWAT. It's high.
Fly high.
And that means we finish the first round of five words, five grand of 2024 with two out of five words. Dear. Ellie, thank you for tuning in. Send our love to the kiddies and have a wonderful wedding this October, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
Cheers, Ellie. Speak to you later on.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Hope you had great weekends. Friday was our 6-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes.
You and Matt?
Yeah.
No, congratulations.
Matt and I have been going a lot longer than 6 years. This is a relationship that neither of us are getting out of. Oh, no. On Friday it was a 6-year wedding anniversary. Wow. Sarah Jane and I.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. So before the show on Friday, I get up obviously really early to get in. I snuck down with a card and a little something. And we decided we were just going to keep it very basic this year when we got each other a gift. And I know that obviously 1 year of marriage is traditionally paper. Obviously 40 years is like ruby. And 6 years is vodka. So for both of us. Yeah. For both of us. So I got Sarah Jane a bottle of her favourite vodka and I got her a card. Now, this is kind of, I suppose, personal information, but I don't mind sharing it with you guys because heavens knows you share enough with us. But, you know, inside the card, I'd written that, you know, the day after I proposed to you in Rome and we walked around Rome hand in hand talking about our future together is one of my greatest ever days. And the first time I saw you on our wedding day was, you know, truly special and will stay with me for the rest of my life. So I kind of, you know, put a heartfelt message in there. Yeah. And when Sarah Jane got back from work, she'd obviously opened the card and, you know, the vodka had been downed in one. And I took her hands in my hands and I looked at her and I said, "Happy anniversary, my love." And she looked up at me and she said something that I'll never forget, which was, "It's our anniversary tomorrow." Yeah, so I didn't forget the anniversary, but I was a day early.
Better to be a day early than a day late.
What do you think? Yeah. Well, this is what I want to know.
Are you still in trouble?
Yeah. I don't know. Can I be in trouble? Or is it bonus points, perhaps?
Yeah.
Like, every day's a wedding anniversary. I can see the Hypebeast Womble shaking his head just in my peripheral vision, just there. I don't know. I mean, is it bad, I mean, or is it...
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong. I forgot the day that we got married.
You were just being organised.
But the worst thing is I tried to then blame it on Mother's Day. It's like there's too much going on.
Yeah, you know? Mother's Day brain.
I'm so confused. Because you know you're a great mom, and what am I gonna do? So, you know, I've gone and bought my mum a bikini again by mistake. What I'm doing here. You got the vodka, she got the bikini. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is it? Have I effectively forgotten my wedding anniversary, even though it's a day early?
It's not as bad as when you did the New Year's Eve countdown in June. Do you remember that? That was an egg on your face moment.
All together now. 10, 9, 8.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One listener says I should put the faux pas down to the fact that it's the 29th of Feb. That happened, didn't it? Do you remember?
It was
the 29th of Feb, and I thought, therefore, this year, our wedding anniversary was a day earlier than it normally is.
Yeah.
Bob in Uxbridge says that he got married on his birthday. Problem solved. Thanks, Bob. That helps me out, doesn't it? So I tried to say I was slightly confused. I got our wedding anniversary a day early because it was Mother's Day, and I was buying, you know, so many gifts for you as a wonderful wife and mother, you know, that I got confused. And Sarah Jane was just like not buying it at all. Right. But what I'd like to do right now, keeping it linked to Mother's Day, is I'd like to give a shout out. And as you know, they're like hen's teeth here on this breakfast show. But I'd like to give a shout out to the unnerving number of people who follow me on Instagram who genuinely believe that TV chef / national treasure Mary Berry is my mum.
Yeah, I suppose, it is quite believable, isn't it, potentially?
Well, you're 28. She would have been quite old, haven't you?
Yeah, well, there is the age gap.
Doesn't match up, but then...
Emma. Thanks.
Got you.
Yeah, there's the age
yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah.
But... I mean, you know, also I'd be a Nepo baby then, wouldn't I?
Oh, of course, yeah.
We all know that's the only way you got this radio job. Because she's a cook.
It makes sense, doesn't it? There's this picture, I've never posted it before, and I was looking for something else, and I came across it, and it's myself and Mary Berry. Like, I'm taking a selfie. I don't actually remember it being taken. But we're together, and it's quite a nice picture, and I thought, I'll post this, and I'll say Happy Mother's Day. And then I put, "Thanks for all the lovely cakes, Mummy," and a love heart emoji. Yeah. The first person who's commenting underneath said, "Lovely photo, Dave."
People are genuinely
this is so cute.
Believing it.
I actually believe this, Dave. What? So I looked on Wikipedia, said Mrs. K in the comment section under the picture. By the way, Dave, Wikipedia's got your year of birth wrong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's out by about 20 years, which is strange.
Yeah, ignore that.
Give or take. Yeah.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah. 1998 is what that should say. I actually believed it, said Jay underneath in the comments. Hands up, who Googled this? Ha 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 ha, said Marie. For a minute, my mind was genuinely blown. I couldn't believe that I didn't know this, said Alexa. I was like, WTH? That was from Hypno Jedi.
Oh, wow.
Pamper Pooch, why are you making us all Google this? True, people, go check it out for yourselves. It's a lovely picture. And as I say, once again, Mummy, thank you for all the delicious cakes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's take a little peek at the Absolute Radio Network, shall we? So much music for you to enjoy via your smart speaker, your digital radio, and of course inside the app. Now we're going to take a little sneak peek at some songs that are going to be playing as part of the No Repeat Guarantee, which I will be launching in 25 minutes time. You will not hear the same song twice between that time, right through to the home time show and 5 p.m. Let's have a game of Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And option four on this occasion, as a nod to my ex-buddy John Cena, Snog, Marry, Avoid, see naked on a stage at the Oscars.
Okay.
And you've got, from the main station, Primal Scream. I give to you a nude Bobby Gillespie. I respect all of the artists who are about to play too much to put them through this. John Cena, on the other hand, yeah. What about Absolute 80s? It's the Bee Gees. It's three nudities for the price of one. These guys would be livid. Dragging cast up. Take your clothes off, cast. Get up there. Playing on Absolute Radio 90s. It's a great ditty. And from 10, it's Catfish and the Bottle Men. And Long Shots. Who are you snogging? Who are you marrying? Who are you avoiding? Who you'd like to see naked at the Oscars?
Yes,
they've got a little sign covering their modesty.
Yes,
there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Matt, let me start with you.
I'm going to snog the Brothers Gibb. I love the 80s stuff as well, rather than the 70s stuff. I don't want to see Bobby Gillespie naked, so I'll marry Primal Scream because I've got too much respect for the music as well.
Yeah.
I'll have to avoid Catfish at this point, and then I'll see Cast go naked. Yeah, okay. I'll have to.
Okay. Yeah. Emma's face is a picture.
Found this one really hard.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'll marry the Bee Gees.
Okay.
Snog Catfish.
Okay.
Avoid Cast.
Yes.
Then who does that leave? Who have I got? I don't want to see. I don't want to see anyone naked. They've got a sign though, like John Cena at the Oscars. It's topical.
Okay, fine. You're seeing Primal Scream naked. What you got, Glenn?
I'm avoiding Primal Scream. I'm snogging Cast. I'm definitely marrying Catfish and the Bottlemen, and I'm going nude Gibb.
Really? Nude
Gibb.
What?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
After convincing many on my Insta that chef and national treasure Mary Berry is my mummy, we are smashing together cakes and baked goods and movies. This is how you can earn a shout-out just after nine, because, of course, just after nine is shout-out time. So the number is 81215. I need you to include your name, where you are, and a flavour of what you're up to as we embark on a brand new week together. So if you're going to work, I don't want to know that. I want to know what you're off to actually do. If you're staying at home, why are you staying at home? What's going on? If you're seeing some friends, who are they? What's going on? The devil is in the detail. Send the whole thing along to 81215, plus puns. Puns, I tell you. And as I say, it's cakes and baked goods versus movies. Cake Placid.
Ah, yes. Nice. There we go.
The Flanshees of Innisfail.
Oh, very good.
Merci.
Yes, nice.
What have you got for us, Matt?
Panettone Montana from Scarface. Mm, nice. The Conoclair and the Black Hawk Pineapple Upside Down.
Oh! Emma Jones.
I got Cakes on a Plane.
Yes.
Rita Tiramisu and Bob 2.
Oh, nice. Oh, bonus points!
And anything with Cuba Pudding Jr. Oh, yes.
What you got for us, Glenn?
Never Been Whisked. Oh, yeah. Bunston Checks In.
Oh.
And The Baking of Pelham 123.
Oh! fine set from Glenmore. So that's us in the studio. What about you? Cakes, baked goods versus film and movies. 8-12-15 is the number once again. As I say, I need your name, where you are, if you want to shout out, whoever it's to or what you're up to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and just after 9 is shout out time with The Smash. So after convincing many via my Instagram that chef and national treasure Mary Berry is my mummy, you can see the picture for yourself on my Insta right now. We're smashing together cakes and baked goods and movies at 8-12-15. Jurassic Tart, says Richard from Coventry, who is loving the show. Well, thank you, Richard. No cream horn for old men from Ian in Grey Wiltshire. It kind of, right,
yeah,
Matt? I mean, we're reaching a bit.
Yeah, why not?
Look away now. Simon in Leeds has gone for the human Colin the Caterpillar. I don't need to point out it's a centipede, Simon. But let's not get bogged down in that right now, shall we? No. What a cake.
Oh, I'll dear. Pass, thanks.
Yeah. Scott in 60 seconds from yes. Sean. Flapjack Reacher from Joseph in Harrogate. Currently at work listening along. The Eclair Witch Project is good from Stu in Stoke. The Pud, the Bad and the Ugly from Richard, who is working at home. And Voyage to the Soggy Bottom of the Sea from Parney in Newark. Matt, how did the social media look?
Yeah, on X, we've got Bake to the Future and the Hills Have Icing from the Shifty Excellent. Arrow Frog. The Drizzle Blower. Rockin' Arctic Roller is very nice. Techno and Farnham's gone for Made in Manbattenburg. And Nicola in Aberdeen, who's just finished her night shift and having a cuppa before bed, has suggested Four Weddings and a profiterole. Which sort of works. She's tired.
Just finish the night shift. Good luck with that. Thanks for tuning in. Well done, everybody. The Smash will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And here we are at the end of another edition of The Breakfast Show. What an edition it has been. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Of course, the whole thing is now available in podcast form, available wherever you get your podcasts from, in fact. And the podcast naming bell rung on 5 occasions this morning that I can recall. Matt Dyson, here are your options for the title. Come on, son, it's a tropical dome.
Yeah, Emma's toddler son, Joseph, was not a fan of Centre Parks, surprisingly.
Ellie's a scallion kind of girl.
That was during the return of 5 Words, 5 Grand today. Very exciting.
Buying Mary Berry a bikini.
Oh, no.
That's you revealing who your mother really is on Instagram.
I'm going nudie gib.
That was Glenn during Snog, Marry, Avoid.
And the human Colin the Caterpillar, what a cake. Yeah. I don't remember ringing the bell on that. Someone just added that in.
That was during the Daily Smash. It's a good one. I'm not sure we should go with that one,
no,
though,
100%
unfortunately.
No.
So it has to be
Mary Berry.
It should be Mary Berry a bikini, surely. It's
Sorry,
got nice alliteration as well.
Sorry, Mary. Okay, that is the name of the Daily Podcast, Buying Mary Berry a Bikini. Right, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be here. She has her tea break trivia. She also has the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today could be worth £161,000 to one of you. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.